All right, so in the first 37 minutes, we did some jokes. We did our icebreaker. People made choices about whether or not they could hear music ever again or lose their ability to read. I think you guys know our players enough, except for maybe Grar, to figure that out. But we leapt right into combat. Ava just laying in to a giant that's on its last legs. Another giant pulling a mysterious gem out of its pocket. Tarek Tinnis, the giant commander of this assault, just attempting to stab Grar and failing miserably and standing up and falling down and standing up and exploding with awful sort of volcanic acne. And from the heavens, reinforcement arrives in the form of Sable Sorn, the Strix monk of Talavet, who is in charge of the House of Blue Stone, a library. And I think that's most of it, right?
Yeah.
You just missed out on all the jokes, folks.
Jokes, folks.
So many good jokes, man.
You'll never even know.
We were at our funniest. We really peaked.
Yeah.
And what this giant up here does is they crush that gemstone in their hand, and there's a flash of light, and disappears.
Nobody outsummons the summoner.
This rises up from the very earth, and it doesn't look exactly like that token depicts. It's made up of the cobblestones in the streets and everything like that. It's amalgamated that into its form around like a pulsing magical core. And I believe that creature gets to act, and I, of all things, have a roll 20 sheet for that, which is, I know, weird for me, but best creature was in the compendium. Because I normally do Hero Lab, although roll 20 is just being mean to me. It's not showing me the contents of the sheet.
If you tell me what tier, I've got summons on my character sheet.
This is a huge earth elemental. From an elemental stone. What is going on here, Hero
Lab? Huge would be like a.
It's not even allowing me to pull up the character sheet for the huge earth elemental.
That's dumb. It should let you do that.
Here, just a second. Huge earth elemental. That was real dumb. There's not two, I promise.
You promise?
I promise there's not two. What the heck is going on?
Pinky promise.
I only see one.
Yeah, well, there was briefly two. There we go. Apologies for that. I don't. Roll 20 is just being a little special. And this creature is not exceptionally fast. So it's going to spend its whole turn just shuffling over here. And it's not even like it's not really shuffling. You can see sort of vaguely vaguely leg shapes that are they're sort of vaguely leg shaped, but they're never literally they're never leaving the ground. It's sort of like the legs are bending, the knees are moving as though they were walking, but it's just sort of like a collection of the cobblestones and the you know, they're just sort of fused together and it's sliding across the cobblestones over to Ava. And that's all it's got.
If he's gonna get that close, he triggers an attack of opportunity.
Cool. You have that whip, right?
Too close for comfort. 35 for 35.
35 for 35.
That is fine. Acid and slashing.
That super duper hits. You said acid and slashing.
As she lashes out with the whip.
It has no resistances, but it does have DR. So 35. Ouch. This thing is regretting its call into this plane of existence. And Grar, you get to act now.
Alright, well, I'm gonna act to try to unmake Mr. Tarek the tennis. Because that's what Grar does. He unmakes things.
He does. He is a being of entropy.
Power of entropy.
He does not unmake things with a 16. 28 against EAC, though.
A 28 versus EAC will hit for 31 damage. And is this bludgeoning or acid?
Let's say acid.
Okay. Oof. There's that sizzle as these entropy claws just slice into Tarek Tennis. And he bellows, and he's not having a good time.
Well, Jacinto,
what?
You chose this, buddy. Like you chose to break through multiple houses to have an honorable duel with me. What do you think was going to happen, Mr. Magmacney?
But it is Jacinto's turn, and you know, feel free. You can. He won't attack you. You can go up, and you can just cast Mystic Cure 3 right on him.
I'm sorry, my internet is being buffed right now. Can you say whatever you were saying?
Feel free. You can walk right up to Tarek Tennis. He won't even attack you or anything. You can cast Mystic Cure 3 right on
him. Okay. Oh, I totally believe you. So the Wisp ally ups again. So somebody has a +2 to their first attack roll. I believe last round it was eaten by Sable's natural 20. Which is as good a place as any for it to be devoured. Jacinto takes this summon as a personal affront and begins summoning his own thing. So that's what Jacinto's doing. And then Artanya is going to... Let's see. Ava... Oh, you know what? Ava looks like... She's not doing too great, so Jacinto will continue summoning, but Artanya will back up Ava. Scooting over here. This provokes an attack of opportunity from this summon, I believe.
Yes, and it will do the one thing it can do in this situation, which is come on and slam. But it's rolling to me. It's a 25 versus your KAC.
Oh, missed by that much. And Artanya will bite. +2 to this. Oh, that's a 21 versus its KAC. That's probably going to miss.
That matches.
Oh, snap. I forgot that summons have garbage stats sometimes.
Yeah.
So that's 19. Yeah, yeah. Except that one bear that I summoned that one time. That was really weird. He was like a fully fleshed out character.
That bear was ripped.
That more often. that bear is jacked. 19 points of piercing damage to.
So this. Not quite all of that goes through, but Artanya is chipping away at this amalgamation and this vaguely humanoid assemblage of cobblestones and. Like, you know, sidewalk and whatnot.
Yes. Trades, out of curiosity, can you hear all of us? Let us know in chat. Thanks. Mm-hmm. Listen, more listening than watching. Started hearing Nick.
I mean, right now, it's telling me your voices are coming through.
Okay. All right, cool.
I apologize for not noticing that earlier. I'm rusty.
Like you said, we're rusty. It's been like, you know, a month and a half. As it is, I passed my turn.
It didn't help anything that we were fighting the video demons. Ava.
All right. Ava is going to... I was going to do a thing. I'm going to do another thing.
I feel like making you choose the second thing has to be something worse for me.
To be determined. 31, a 32, and then a 26 to hit your elemental with three attacks. The first one dealing 44 sonic, the second one dealing 40, and the final attack dealing 33.
You just killed an elemental. You killed an elder elemental so quick.
That was 117 damage. So
yeah, I feel like with your singing onslaught, whatever that monstrosity is, you just like tink 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 tink. You hit it in three spots, and it sort of set up like a resonance within its body, and it shook itself apart.
Yes, it shatters into pebbles.
There goes my hero.
Ava Talon. Sable, what would you like to do here?
Oh man. Well, I don't have to. Am I echoing?
No, I was gonna say you should crit again. That worked really well last time.
Yeah, so you're really gonna get a try. This time I will gather some key and I will is that this plasma strike jet? I see key strike on one sheet and plasma strike on the other.
I apologize for miss possibly confusingly labeled them. If you want a key strike, I believe that will void your enhanced flight. Are you doing bountiful key and spending an RP to get two effects? Or are you just doing it the free one where you're not spending a resolve point?
I was going to do the gather key as a move action to get another one.
So you get plasma strike. When you gather key and you have your sort of plasma fists, I put two attacks there. One's ranged and one's melee. They're effectively the same thing. It's just the range. You basically can punch things 30 feet away with plasma. Is nice. What that is.
I'm going to punch the giant plasma right here in his face.
Yeah. And that lasts until you change your key effect, basically. So now you are just wreathed in plasma.
Yes. So Samuel concentrates for a minute and then like erupts in this plasma that crackles with electricity all around her and punches that giant with a 26 to hit. EAC? Question mark?
It's pure plasma damage. It's not bludgeoning or anything. I think it's EAC and a 26 just hits.
Yeah, it's 25 electric. Fire and magic.
Oh, that's actually real bad for you. Ignores that.
Oh. Well, I guess I'll change it back. Rude.
you're like, ah, like Dragon Ball Z screaming, looking super epic, and then you punch. And just nothing. I didn't intentionally do this to screw you over, Nick. That was just
so rude.
That's
give
how
me
the
cool
key
powers
went.
That I can't use. I see what it is, Jet.
I will tell you, Tarek Tinnis is basically Sable's Bane, but I did not build her to be weak to him. That's just
no. I believe you. It's just how it worked out. I'm just giving you a hard time, Jet.
Okay. Just wanted to feel bad. That was, you had such an epic entrance. Then you're like, yeah.
Beep. Yeah. It is quite rude though. Like, gave me this cool power. They're like, but it doesn't work against this bad guy. Sorry.
And he's going to. I think he's gonna full attack. He's gonna deliver the first strike against Grar, and the second strike against Sable. And the third strike against Grar, because I forgot that they had flashing strikes. Full attack. Why? I hate when Hero Lab does updates sometimes. Oh, Flashing Strikes is not Soldier's Onslaught. I got confused there. It's two attacks. It's just at less of a penalty, so that's great. First one, Grar. Second one, Saber. Both of these might hit. An 18 on the die for 37 against Grar.
Okay.
And then a 13 on the die for 32 versus Sable. Which I believe hits Sable. I think she has 29.
Yeah, she does.
And samesies for damage, though. 33 electric and fire. As you are stabbed by this White Star Nova Lance. Actually, it will be 34. As their skin blemishes start glowing within. Actually, no. Yeah. Sorry, it's been a while since I've done a Solarian. Yes, plus one damage because they're solar attuned. They're photon attuned. So 34 to both of you. That's that giant's turn. Got the last giant up here, and man, did you do a murder on that elemental. They're just gonna. They're not brave enough to abandon their leader. That is 30 feet right there. Check their movement speed. What did you do? I'm juggling so many windows. I know you guys will like hiss at me or something, but I need 6 monitors.
Hiss.
It steps up this far. Ooh. And while it's moving, it draws a ferromagnetic storm hammer from over its back. And it is probably just a hair too far away to reach Ava. Yep. It's ready to hit somebody. And I feel bad for that giant because it's got a dark future coming for it. It is Grar's turn.
Okay. Speaking of dark futures, so Grar remembers why that giant was tripped at the beginning of the session.
Okay.
Because he doesn't like him making full attacks. So let's try this again. A 25 against his EAC to trip him. It's a 3 on the die. I'm not fucking expecting much.
It's just versus EAC, not EAC plus 8?
Yes.
Wild.
Because of factors, I imagine.
Yeah.
Okay. That definitely succeeds then. So they fall prone.
Okay, and they take 15 damage.
And they take 15 damage.
Do damage on a trip?
Yeah. One of my, I think, aspects does it. One of my feats, I'm not sure.
Well, that's cool.
It's been like 6 weeks.
No, you're fine.
Oh, yeah. No.
It's on the sheet for some reason.
You're fine. I'm sure there is a good reason for it. We will get back into the swing.
Okay. It looks like it's just doing it from specialization, because it's level 11 plus 3 plus 1 for the morale for Song of Spheres. I don't think there's a way to make tripping do damage unless you're a soldier, maybe.
Right, no, it doesn't damage. It should be set to 0.
Oh, weird. Well, then I will give those hit points back.
It's 0. It's just counting it as specialized and all that, so.
Oh, yeah, because the specialization needs to be in there to calculate the trip. And then there's no way to tell the sheep.
You can't turn off damage.
Ignore the damage.
Well, Tarek Tennis has a brief flash of a future where the trip hurt them more than their ego, but then they realize, no, they're a big, strong boy. But they fall to the ground. And now they're angry with you. Was that your entire turn to do the trip?
Yeah, that's my whole turn.
Okay. Jacinto!
Jacinto is going to summon a thing. And
no.
The thing he is going to summon... He definitely thought of this ahead of time. Did he think of this. It's a level 4 summon, that's for sure. And the level 4 summon he's going to bring out is the Inevitable.
No.
I am Inevitable.
Don't like this.
Yeah. I figured he wouldn't, so that's kind of why I did it. So the Inevitable has a space of 10 feet, a reach of 10 feet, a speed of 20 feet. He's a slow boy, so... He does. Look at him. He's an Anhamet Inevitable. This is the image of this. Yeah. It is a party hat. Whoa. Roll 20 just wigged out. Oh my god. Alright, here we go. So we're gonna put him over here instead, because I can summon him anywhere within range. So that is my last... Everybody say bye to my last 4th level spell slot for the day.
Goodbye, 4th level spell slot.
Bye.
Hope we don't have any more boss fights.
Have fun storming the castle.
We're gonna miss you.
I'm sure I will. And this guy has only 70 hit points. That's not a lot of hit points for my 4th level spell slot. Guys, Starfinder is so different from Pathfinder 2.
You're telling me.
This unhelmet Inevitable will attack. Tom, don't tell me that you didn't set up macros past Tom. Oh, we set up macros. We're golden. So, except it's not a bite. Say bite. Please ignore the fact that this is a bite.
I like the idea of the Inevitable being like a preschooler that's just angry. It runs up and like bites him on the elbow.
I don't. That's like my day, Jet. That's my day. I literally had to tell a kid the other day to not throw a stick at somebody that he was angry with. The kid was like, yeah, hit me in the leg. I'm like, hey, guy, that's not cool. That's a natural 1, and that misses.
That does.
That's not very impressive, but that's all right. He'll get another turn, probably. Artania, meanwhile, is not flanking that thing because it is dead. So instead, we'll zip up here, provoking an attack of opportunity from this giant.
It does.
But he's so dodgy that he's going to miss.
Maybe. But a natural 20 will hit.
How did I know you were going to say that, Jet?
For... 76 electric and bludgeoning damage. That's a big hit.
Don't matter, you know that. That's a massive cronking hit, and I bet Artania is knocked down because of it too, right? Paramagnetic form hammer.
Yep, knocked down.
Yep. And I know it what, well. I love the paramagnetic form hammer line.
And I take, 12 damage?
You take 11 points of piercing damage for that. And that's the only damage you're going to take, because now Artania has to stand up, because he certainly can't be prone on his back next to a giant that could then just murder him. So that was that. Jacinto is going to cry out at this and... start making his way downtown, walking fast towards his spider friend, and that's my turn. Oh, wait. I have two actions. So I go further. Now that's my turn.
Real quick. When Artanya walked up, did Artanya then stand back up?
That's what I said, yes.
Okay, sorry. I just wanted to make sure I understood you correctly.
Double checking whether Mystic Cure is close range or touch. I want to say...
I think it's touch.
Oh, God, it's touch. That's gross. How are you supposed to do any healing in this? All right, it's my turn. Song of the Spheres is no longer active, everybody. Please turn it off on your sheets.
It is now Ava's turn. Ava, you just saw Artanya, you got whomped. Like, bad.
Oh, boy. Ava's gonna do the anime thing. She pulls one shuriken and then flashes it and it turns into three shurikens. And she throws all of them at this giant.
Oh, gosh.
29, 29, and 25 to hit.
All for AC or EAC?
EAC, yep.
Oh, I gotta
do... Does the 25 hit?
Yeah, they all hit. That's...
Right, I'll do the math for you. Hold on.
I appreciate that.
That is 87, 100, and... 124 sonic damage.
Oh, God. That giant went from relatively healthy to not looking great and just... Oh, that's disgusting.
He must be punished.
Well, Ava returned the damage that Artanya took and then some.
Indeed she did.
Almost double.
That was when she had to throw that
one. Sable, what would you like to do? Keep punching with the plasma fists? Yeah?
Oh, you wish.
I do.
I guess I'll use a move action to... Can I just turn it off? Or do I need a move action?
I think you could just turn it off.
I turn it off. I punch it twice. Well, 15 is going to miss, but a 28 to hit KAC.
28 to hit KAC. Matches. Oh, with flanking, that will hit it by two. 28 bludgeoning damage. Hey,
yes.
You feel like all of this goes through.
Yes, good.
That does not look great. Good. Just picturing Sable just like punching it in the knee. Just bap, bap. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Unless you're hovering because you have... The feet and the...
Oh, yes, I am. I never did land. Yeah. I do have the ability. I have effortless aerobatics.
Effortless aerobatics, and you have more than five ranks in acrobatics.
Yes, I could just stay here all day.
All right. Tarek Tinnis' turn. Oh, gosh. He just got punched in the face. And he's prone.
He's also prone, yep.
Yeah. He's gonna do the stand up. He's just gonna get knocked back down again. He's gonna try his hardest to be Chumbawamba, but I think he's gonna keep getting knocked back down. And one of these days, he's just not gonna get back up.
That's true.
He's gonna stand up though, and he's going to. I think he's gonna try and stab the bear that keeps knocking him over instead of the bird that keeps punching him. Turn two for Photon. I think a 34 misses you though, doesn't it?
Oh, I'm the bird. That's right.
No, I stabbed at the bear because the bear keeps tripping. Sorry. I was initially going to go for Sable, but then I decided to go for the bear and I think a 34 misses the bear.
34 matches.
Matches. Okay, so 33 electric and fire damage as he spears you. Oh my gosh, I might have gotten you into hit points.
Oh no, he's going to mitigate it.
Oh no.
So 33 minus 3 for DR minus 11 for mitigation is a mere 19.
No.
Still in green hell, buddy.
Curse you.
You reap what you sow, Jet.
I do. This giant tentatively steps forward one square and swings a hammer at Ava. tentatively. Oh, you're so lucky, Leif. That was a 19 on the die and not a 20. 42 electric and bludgeoning damage. And we're to Grar. Tripmaster Grar!
How wounded does this person look?
Taric Tinnis?
Yes.
They look pretty beat up, but they are not quite on their last legs.
All right. In that case, let's trip again. I shall take your actions, boss monster. Oh my gosh. I am just having no luck today.
Hey, that one doesn't work.
No, it doesn't.
I get a full round next turn.
If you get a next turn.
I probably do, based on numbers and
stuff. Do we care about Savile? I'm asking, just, you know.
Yes, we do. We care about the civilians of this town.
Okay, hey, you know what? I'm new here. I don't know who this person is who came
from this guy. To be fair, Grar might not care about Savile.
That's true.
The party might care about Savile, but Grar might not care. I don't know how Grar feels about the sanctity of generally good people, good sentience lives.
He's pretty ambivalent.
I think we're treading in the realm of what alignment is Grar.
I can't see him having a very strong alignment. Like he does seem pretty pure neutral.
But Jacinto, what are you gonna do about your spider boy?
Anyway, so
you know what I'm gonna do.
So no, it's after further thought. Grar's just gonna, you know, slide away over here.
Okay, that's what you're gonna do.
Okay, that's why we'll
attack someone else. Yes.
Well, Jacinto is going to move next to this giant, provoking an attack of opportunity.
Oh, I Jet feel awful inside, and my tummy's twisting to do this.
Get the hell out of here, Jet!
I'm not even lying. I love Jacinto so much, Tom. I'm sorry. 29 versus KAC.
Oh, see, I thought you were gonna say you crit me. Yeah, I was expecting to get hit. Yeah.
Okay, 38 electric and bludgeoning damage.
That's probably fine. I don't need... Oh, look, I have DR5. I'm going to live forever. 38, you said. So, 33. I need to remember to use battle cries. Okay, daily reminder, use battle cries. So, Jacinto will then boop Artanya. For a Mystic Cure, third level. You got one more of these waiting for you, Ava. Because I see you over there. So let's roll a third level Mystic Cure.
I'm fine. I got this.
And Jacinto will give another 30 to Artanya. So, a total of 63. And minus 30 to Jacinto. Jacinto suddenly, like, it is dangerous, Jet. It is, but, you know, that's the game we play. Jacinto's body sort of, like, shrivels a little bit. The flower on his head wilts as he pours his very life force into Artanya. And then Artanya is going to take a bite at this giant. Yeah. But that's only a 22 versus KAC. Now, I would appeal to the audience. This is a pretty dire moment. I could use a reroll here if anybody out there is listening and next to their keyboard. It's okay if not, though. I'll only stall for like another 10 seconds while I do my Protean's turn. And by Protean, I mean Inevitable. So the Inevitable, meanwhile, the southeast corner of the map, is going to attack. Aha! Thank you, Shades, who says, Hero Forge! And hopefully we will forge a hero of my spider to attack. That's not me asking for that. So Tanya will bite again. Well, we'll just roll the d20 because but I'm rerolling. Okay, plus 8. Number. God! That's fine. Whatever. Fine. So, anyway, as I was saying, the Inevitable is going to... Oh, that's why, because I clicked the Protean's sheet and not the Inevitable sheet. That's why it said bite. They're the same. It's the same to hit, to be fair. But this one says slam! 32 to hit.
32 does hit. You don't think that quite all of that is getting through, but it does hit. You did chip away at Tarek Tinnis's hide a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Artania's going to skitter around to... He's doing a lot of skittering. Skitter around to stand between Ava and... At Jacinto's bidding, to stand between Ava and the creature, the giant. And that's my turn.
That's your turn. Ava, your turn.
Ava is going to... Okay, though, this is factored in. Never mind. We're good. We're not going to push our luck here. She is instead going to make a single attack. And it's a critical hit!
Nice.
Suck it, nerd! That's...
How do you kill
84 damage. She pulls one more shuriken and lets it fly, and it sticks like right, like it goes through its jaw and sticks in its soft palate and skewers it in the brain.
For those of you that possibly can't see the numbers, Ava is very, very far down to her hit points. Artania is now relatively comfortable thanks to Jacinto being very, very far down into his hit points. This was a very dangerous situation for folks, and I didn't play up the tension there quite as well as I should have, but holy crap, was that a timely 20.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was.
I'll take it.
And by the way, that was the exact amount of damage you had to do. Technically, this thing is at 0 hit points.
Get him.
And then she's gonna turn and run down here.
Sable, what would you like to do? That bear that was tripping Tarek Tinnis just ran away.
Cowardly bear.
I'm not dying parenthesis. Sorry, guys.
You're not dying, period. You're still in stamina.
Okay, I'm fighting the boss. The boss is a freaking murder boner for me.
I mean, like, you've been doing a very good job just locking down Tarek Tinnis by yourself for a long time.
That's right. I don't deserve this abuse.
You know what I'm going to do?
Gears never met Ava before.
I'm going to punch it twice again.
No.
Yes.
And roll 2 nat 20s.
I wish. 13 will miss, but a 24, maybe? With flanking?
24 with flanking will miss. I'm just going to give it to you. No. Miss by 2. So if someone out there...
26 is the magic number.
...has any plus ones they want to rain down upon our Strix key adept ascetic soldier.
We have one plus one from Shades. We need
a second. We would need a second one. But I think we'll save it. We'll save it for the next thing. Sable swings twice, misses.
And man, the bear ran away. The guy with the cool hat punched him, but it did barely anything. And the bird lady that punched him in the face real hard is just won't leave him alone. I think he's going to direct one attack at the inevitable and then the second attack at the bird lady. He's just gonna full attack. He didn't have to stand up this time. Oh, wait, quick, before we go any further. Did your wisp add anything to that attack, Tom?
No, because my inevitable would have used it up.
Okay, just wanted to make sure.
Sorry.
So the inevitable, 22 versus EAC.
I have an EAC of 17, so yes.
38 electric and fire damage. And I'm sorry, Nick, but a 33 versus EAC against Sable.
Gosh, dang it.
Rolled really high. 36 electric and fire damage.
Ow.
Man,
rude.
Them not having to stand back up changes things so much.
Yeah.
Grar, it's your turn.
All right. So Grar is cattily moving back and forth, so he'll move back into range, and he'll try to trip the boss again, hopefully rolling more than one. A 4? I think the 25 hit though, right?
26. You hit it exactly.
Yep.
So Tarek Tennis falls over. He's like, "You damned fuzzy flea head."
Don't be jealous because my main is a majestic Magmacny guy.
You'll never stop me.
Magmacny.
Magmacny.
I'll get to I'll get to that lighthouse. You won't stop me.
We have stopped you.
No, I'm just taking a rest here, see?
You are not taking a rest.
I'm taking a rest. This is very pleasant.
Grar, not having a great rate for motion, looks at him quizzically / skeptically. I don't believe you, giant man. Anta has a...
Or do you? Oh, they're not trained. They're not trained at bluff at all.
Ava ran away, and I can't heal her as a result. So, Jacinto will just, you know, mutter under his breath and wander down towards Ava and draw a spell gem from his pocket as he goes. Meanwhile, Artanya will follow the party down here. Move over there. Tarek Tennis does get an AOO, but it's at a -4 because he's prone.
He's prone. He's flat-footed. I don't think you get an attack of opportunity when you're flat-footed.
Does that make you flat-footed?
Pretty positive it does. If it doesn't, then I don't know... Starfinder.
When you are prone, you take a -4 penalty to melee attack rolls. You also gain a +4 bonus against your if you are knocked down as your. It doesn't mention anything about flat-footed in the prone condition.
So Artanya moved up.
This makes no sense.
You might be thinking.
Might be Pathfinder 2-ism. I don't know though.
You might be thinking of Pathfinder 2.
I mean in a physics and reality sort of sense.
Yeah, no,
but,
that totally makes sense. 30 to hit for 35 electric and fire damage.
even with the minus four, if that wasn't factored actually, in, that would hit.
That was 26. I apologize. I forgot to factor.
Yeah, that's okay. That still hits. EAC of 23. Say the damage again, please.
I've already closed it. I think it was 33 or 34.
Okay.
The Nova Lance averages like 34.
It's 33.
Okay, thank you. The Nova Lance line in general just is very aggressively average because of all those D4s. It stays close to the mean. So Artanya will then bite once. Bite. Plus two. God. Darn it.
That will miss.
That's an awful miss. The inevitable is going to take a swing. I should have provoked with the inevitable. the inevitable hits for 32 to hit, KAC, and then bludgeoning 16 damage.
You're chipping away.
I bet this Bronker has like DR 10, and I'm doing like, you know, pennies each round. That is my turn.
Right. Ava.
Ava is going to use this opportunity to get in close and get some flanking. Thank you for eating that attack of opportunity. And she draws another shuriken, and her armor does the shing, and she stabs at the 35 to hit for 46 sonic damage.
They are not resistant to sonic, so that's all going through, and they look super messed up.
Good.
No, I think I should go see that lighthouse now. Y'all should just leave me alone. I don't know why you're mad at me. Mokmirian, I need to go pick up something from the gift shop.
Ava screams over him, "Finish him, Sable."
Which Sable will attempt to do one singular strike. Since the full attacks aren't hitting. 27 with flanking?
With flanking, that hits.
Yes! 23 bludgeoning damage to the face.
Tell us how you fell, Tarek Tennis.
Flying sucker punch. Right on the chin. Captain Planet style.
Like uppercut. They do that thing where they where they fly up into the air just a little bit, their back does that arch and they pause for just a second and then crash through the second story of the house that you're all standing in and then into the first floor.
Victory!
And we're still not out of initiative, y'all. Because in case you don't remember, there was one more drop pod to the south.
Oh no!
I'll show you all. I'll take us to Sandpoint. You see where that other one landed? Over here, this peninsula. Not too far from the Valdemar estate.
That's right.
And where are we?
See where the Finn token is?
Yes.
Right around here.
Oh, is that where we are? I thought we were up further north.
I'm pretty sure.
No, that's where we were before.
That's where you were before. Yeah, nope, right by Jacinto.
And then you got picked up on the ship and airdropped in.
Yep. That's what it was. Apologies. I think I forgot to move Finn because Finn just started teleporting.
Yes.
So we're
here.
You're right at Jacinto, actually. I apologize. Because Finn teleported all the way to the north to meet the ship, and then back, and then I'm just going to remove the Fitten token.
1,500 feet is a lot of rounds.
It is a lot of rounds. It is. We're at 9:30. We can figure out how many rounds that's going to be, and maybe I could show you that map, and we will come back hopefully next week, barring the Glitch Gremlins attacks, and start there. Assuming you want to go and possibly protect the neighborhood on that peninsula. I mean, you might just want
to... Could we call a spoober?
Yes, we want to go.
And could we call the Heartbreaker down and, you know, get them to bring us over again?
I think at this point, like, this is the last fight. It's going to happen. They're unaware of everything that's happening in the core of town right now. So you will get there in the midst of them sacking the place. The only thing that's changed is how long it took you all to get over there. So how much they've managed to stow in their null space chambers. What do you feel is narratively good? Do you want to be rushing over there under your own power and arrive with Sable Sorn? Or do you want the Heartbreaker to come down and Lahan to be in this probably last battle of this assault on Sandpoint?
I would ask Nick's opinion first, but I know I have my own thoughts as well. So, Nick, go. You got to unmute.
Oh, yeah, that would help, wouldn't it? We should bring Lahan back, yes.
Okay. So, yeah, we can, you know, as you fell Taric Tennis, you see like a smoking trail descending from the sky, and there's just this massive crash and this water geyser off the coast of Sandpoint to the west. They're not, you know, too terribly far from the old light, and the Heartbreaker can come racing down, but not too fast because, you know, that damages the hull because atmospheric starship combat does things. And you all can hop on board and rocket over to the rich folks' neighborhood. And I'm gonna take you to the map.
How many rounds is that?
That I would say that's probably, let's say, 4. You have 4 turns worth of actions to do if you want to mitigate some of the damage to yourself.
I get 20 hit points back, chugging 4 Mark 1 health potions.
I'm going to Bumfuzzle Belt a... A Mystic Cure 4. That's what it is. Spell gem. I think that's like something paltry, like maybe 1,200 credits. Let me look.
And Nick,
I can figure that out.
What would Sable do? Like, I know Sable's not necessarily coming into this combat. Technically, if you wanted, you could bring Sable and your brothers, because they're all in the Heartbreaker.
I'll let Nick have the final say, but I'm sure Sable stays behind to release all of these prisoners from the bags of holding.
Yeah, yes, that one null space chamber is just full of people, because I had that one giant 4 turns just stuffing people into it. I didn't want to just remove that without your input as an option, because Sable's on the table at that point, but... So yeah, this and what you see as you fly over, there's holes broken in the roof, there's smoke. It's not the Valdemar estate. It's a very thoroughly looted Scarnetti Manor.
Never mind.
Yeah, wait, those are the jerks that were like, hey, Mr. Lahan's dad. get sick and not have the money or something. I can't remember.
We'll just let these guys be. They're doing the Lord's work.
You heavily suspect, at this point it's been a while, you heavily suspect that the Scarnettis have been stuffed into an all-space chamber. There's some dead guards and thugs laying around the estate. I didn't put them on the map, but they're there. As the Heartbreaker is hovering and they're kind of turning to look, they're in the midst of like stuffing valuables into null space chambers. Like they're just looting the mansion.
Like a bad day for some Scarnettis.
Yeah. This giant over here to the in that eastern wing, you can see that they're looting what looks to be why am I drawing a blank on the father Scarnetti? Titus Scarnetti's office, it looks like. There's like a big, fancy, like solid wood desk. Probably something imported, not even native to the moon. With, you know, overly elaborate like computer system built into it with all of his files. And he's got like marble and precious metal statues, and like it's just being thoroughly looted right now. And you know, the front of the building's torn open, and they have one of those very opulent over the top entryways with, you know, very expensive paintings and artwork and probably sculptures of themselves like standing up in the entryway, and they're just being looted and tossed into the null space chambers. And I know it'll be a little bit early if we stop now, but do you guys want to just finish this fight? It's three giants. They're regular giants. We know what Ava can do.
I think we got this. 25 minutes, we got this.
Yeah, so let's drop yourselves on the map. Probably, you know, on the southern side of the map somewhere, or maybe just in this square here. Just not right on top of a giant. I don't think you have another drop pod.
Or do we?
I don't know.
We could all come down in a drop. Well, actually, Lahan's coming from the sky. Drop pod! Wait, no. Can I just drop one on a giant and drop myself back here? What if I buy two?
How do I get my character on the map here?
You click on their name and then just drag over to the map, and it should just pop up. If you're having trouble, I can.
Yes, yeah. No, I got it. Thank you.
Yep.
There's some healing going on in the background. Jacinto has bumfuzzled belted two spell gems of Mystic Cure. One was level 4. One was level 3. I have healed Ava and Lahan to... I hope I healed Lahan to full. Yes, Lahan? I gave you 41 back.
Thank you.
We're not dropping into the courtyard.
I mean, you could drop into the courtyard if you want.
What I want is to drop on top of one of these fools again.
Oh, Artania needs a healing too.
Grar hasn't gotten into hit points yet, though.
Oh, then I can't. I literally can't do anything for Grar. Sorry, Grar.
It's okay.
Like everyone's like, yes, we're gonna end up in the driveway. Ava's like, you all are cowards. I'm gonna land near this fountain.
Artania will probably jump up there. I just need to heal him a little more.
Oh, and I should probably.
So another 5,000 stream points.
They need to have turns.
Same initiatives as before. Do we roll new ones?
Would you like to roll new initiatives? I could clear this thing, and we could We could just
We can't see any of the initiatives on there because it's a different map.
There we go.
Let's just clear. I vote refresh.
Yeah, let's start fresh. Fine.
Start fresh. First initiative of the new year.
Oh yeah, this is. I'm finally unbound of your mediocre initiative, summoner.
Well, listen. Excuse me, Mr. 0.06. You're 3 points higher than me. Oh, high and mighty.
I'm twice as good as you are at this.
We've got Grar, we've got Laham, we've got Ava. There's Jacinto. Let's sort in descending order. As is usual, Ava leading the charge.
Always. Ava hopped out a little early, I guess.
Artanya will go down with her.
I feel like Ava needs the glider foils and just to be just dropping out of airships everywhere.
If I had infinite armor upgrades, I would, buddy.
Or like the power armor or the flight suit.
Perfect. Ooh. She doesn't know how to use power armor, but that would be cool. Ava imagine, charges up.
Imagine go ahead. Ava with the, like the stag step power armor that's very like foresty.
I absolutely love the stag step power armor. It's one of my favorites. Shing! 32 to hit this mook for 45 sonic damage.
You know that hits, and holy crap, 45 damage. It is.
Suck it.
It is sucking it. And it does not enjoy the flavor.
Weird flex, but okay.
Right?
I had a mental image of like a McDonald's cup of high C orange for some reason.
That was a very specific mental image, but I'm not judging.
That's Ava landed, ran forward, and did a whole whopping 45 damage. Lahan, you're back with your friends again after starship combat in atmosphere against a destroyer.
Oh my gosh, that was so ridiculous. I am a little bit far away. That's okay. I will combat track the giant on the left here. Dang it, this one. And take a shot. This is my second range increment, so let's see. But that's okay. Is my combat trying on? It is.
Oh gosh.
It's good to be home. Nah. 36 to hit EAC.
That does hit, but in case you forgot, gosh, it doesn't quite do as much damage as you're expecting.
What did we know about these giants?
Resistant to fire and cold. To an extent. Also, they're giants. And
they got you coming and going.
They do, yeah.
They like to throw objects at people if they aren't close to them. Remember, it threw a sink, I think, at someone.
All right. I see you, giants. Please continue.
And it's the giant in the office's turn. And I think it reaches over and it grabs a bust of Titus Scarnetti. And it's going to try and throw it at Ava. And Ava is 65 feet away. The range increment is 40. So there's going to be a minus 2 to this hurled debris. So 23 versus KAC. Is a miss, I believe.
Big miss.
Like a marble bust of Titus Scarnetti just sails by your head and shatters on the courtyard and just skitters to the west, like in just pieces. Something worth probably thousands of credits that's just nothing now. Thousands of credits and raw materials. Art, and like the artist was great, but like the subject matter was just awful. as a person. I'm not reflecting on their physical appearance or anything. But Grar, you just saw all that happen.
I'm guessing these guys are just generic rich assholes, yeah?
I mean, draw what conclusions you can from the little information you have, because you are new to town. That's right.
I am new to town. Anyway, so let's see what the distance is here.
I mean, you might have, in the very brief period of time that you were traveling over here in the Heartbreaker, you might have gotten the lowdown on how these guys are rich D-bags.
All right. So what Garver's going to do is he's going to charge, and he's going to trip at the end of the charge.
Oh, goodness.
Is this the wounded one?
The wounded one is to the right. Well, they're both wounded slightly. The more wounded one is to the right.
Okay, so he is going to charge and trip. Oh my goodness, it is not my day, gentlemen and ladies. I apologize.
Just hold up. That's versus EAC, and this is a regular giant, not Tarek Tennis, and that is a trip.
Oh my gosh. Well, all right.
But it's in that one. That one's always missed, I thought.
Is that an attack roll? Does that mean it's a miss? Or is this a maneuver that's not functionally an attack roll? That's my question.
I think it's still an attack roll.
Okay, then
it uses things like weapon focus. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry to vote against the players.
But. No, you're fine. So you know that the only way to miss tripping one of these guys is to critically miss.
Uh huh. I don't know if I've rolled two ones or three this session, but you rolled a bunch. Nothing above a 10, right? It is absolutely not my day.
But it's this other giant that Ava wounded's turn. And it's going to take a step forward, stop messing with its null space chamber and looting. And as it steps forward, it pulls out a hammer and it's going to just try and bop Ava right across the side of the body. But a natural 3 for a total of 22 is just going to... It's just going to miss. Ava's either going to duck low or jump over it or, I don't know, just stand still as they misjudge the distance and it just misses by inches. And it's Jacinto's turn. The giant feels shame.
Oh, look. Just one turn after, one turn between me and Grar. He's much, much faster than me.
I was so much faster.
Wow. So Artania is going to... man. Artania always provokes, and I don't like it. Artania's going to... Welcome up to this one next to Ava.
Welcome to an AP with lots of giants, Tom.
Yeah. Last one was lots of ogres. This one's lots of giants. Next one's going to be lots of dragons or something. We're going to bite with Artania. 31 versus KAC for 22 piercing damage.
Ow!
And actually, hold on. Jacinto will... I mean, what the hell else can I do?
Why aren't you all dead yet?
Because we killed all the other giants?
No.
We have, and we blew up your ship too.
You're all little. You shouldn't be able to do that.
You all could, just give up. We are going to murder you here. No, you are going to die.
But this is our stuff now. Tarek Tin has told us so.
And while we don't care about these people in particular, I don't think you're going to stop here, so we are going to have to ask you to stop. Maybe give up. Maybe we let you go. I don't know. And Jacinto will make a menacing orb of light appear around this giant. Yeah, you guessed it. It's the one thing I can do left. It's the orb, the thing. I just said it.
The Wisp Ally?
Wisp Ally. Yep, long dead. That's my turn.
Sure. It is the giant that Grar failed to trip only because it's a natural one. That giant is going to just gonna try and kick the bear. Get away. But I rolled a natural 4, and that does nothing to Grar. It's so the giant just like lifts one foot up and just kind of like pushes at Grar, kind of like if your dog or your cat is getting in your way as you're walking to the kitchen. Just like, go away. Go.
Excuse me, we're in the middle of something?
We're in the middle of taking this loot. We were told it's ours now. Ava.
Ava goes for the eyes.
Oh, God.
Does a 20 hit EAC?
No. Everything else hits. 24 hit EAC.
Okay. So that's 75 points of sonic damage.
Okay, as you do that, that giant's like, yeah, okay, I'm done taking stuff. I'll leave now.
Yeah, you'll leave in a giant-sized body bag.
they legitimately drop their hammer. That hurt real bad, and their boss isn't around. And you talked about how you did a murder on him.
Man, we should have brought Tarek Tennis's head, just thrown it at them from the ship.
I mean...
Ah.
I mean, if you think that's a thing Ava would do, I could see Ava bringing the head along. I'm not going to say no. Like, we're all rusty.
That would have taken a couple of rounds just to sever the head. Nah, we're going with what's happened.
Okay. That giant legitimately just dropped the hammer and was like, oh no, I'll leave now. Lahan, it's your turn.
Good. That's a proper choice. That really is the choice the more baddies should make. Which one left?
He didn't leave. He dropped the hammer and kind of is holding his hands up like this. He's like, I'll leave now. It's the one directly in front of our Tanya.
Okay, not the one I combat tracked. Perfect. Fine. I'll move up here by the fountain, and let's take a shot at the one I combat tracked already.
My first thought is, if you don't kill these and capture them, just you're gonna send them to the Black Arrows to join Lunderbud.
We will, yeah. You go defend people now. Bad. Go to your room. 25 versus EAC.
That will hit, and again, not quite as much damage.
Well, it was 35, so it's probably still okay.
Yeah, it's just yeah. And you know, that one's not quite as big of a hit at once, so they're like, why are you giving up? This isn't bad. We can take them. They're little. Look, I mean, he's just like pushing his foot on Grar, like it's soft.
I am quite soft, yes.
And the giant over here that threw the statue of Titus reaches in and grabs a statue of what was his name? The creepy boy that was trying to. Romulus Scarnetti, the one that Titus was.
Forgot.
Yeah. He's terrible. Came up with that name. They were trying to force you to marry him.
Exactly. That's why I forgot who he was.
Yeah. His bust gets thrown at Ava, I think. And let's hurl some debris. A 30 will miss, I think.
Let's find out if it misses. I will take the plus one that we have and make it miss. Ava turns and just lashes out with the whip, and it snaps the bust in half, and both halves slam past her.
God, Ava's just being so cool right now. Not gonna lie.
That was really freaking cool.
Super cool. That giant, this is just looks at Ava, then looks at their hand, and they're like,
little frowny face.
Grar, it's your turn.
So what are the odds I keep rolling ones, huh? I'll full attack the giant above me.
They're getting ever smaller.
I don't know why, but these three giants are very Three Stooges to me, and they're feeling
they really
like
are.
They're feeling like they're not quite as big a jerks as the other giants.
That is awful.
I mean, both hit for 69 damage total. Ow.
Nice.
I think when you do that, it's like he's pushing his foot on you and he's like, that's so soft. And you're just like, it's like a cat when you're rubbing a cat's belly and then all of a sudden they're all claws. At least from his perspective. Like, that's not what's actually happening. But from his giant perspective, he's like, no.
I like to imagine he's poking me with his foot and I just like bite his foot off.
You maul his calf real bad, and he's like, oh no, I'm done. Oh wow, this isn't worth it. I got a whole bunch of loot in here. I'm good.
I have berries off. He roars mightily and burps the little rainbow. I am this office.
When you burp the rainbow after the roar, he's like, oh, cute. I don't know why these
adorable
are so friendly now. I don't know why. Probably because I'm predisposed to them positively because they're ransacking Scarnetti's manor. That one gave up.
Yeah,
I'm not
therefore
taking...
these ones are nice.
Yeah, that one gave up. I'm not going to take backsies on that. Jacinto, you got two giants that have surrendered and one that's just standing over to the side looking confused as Ava just anime ninjas everything out of the way.
So the only one left is this one to the east.
Yeah. Well, and he's looking very he's looking very unsure of himself right now. His two friends just gave up, and he's like, "Yeah, I got a lot of cool stuff in this thing."
Well, in that case, Jacinto is going to let's see. I know you're not supposed to normally be able to do this during combat, but could I make a diplomacy check with some choice words to try and talk this guy into surrendering? Because with the aid being that his friends have both given up.
Yes. And I have a DC for you.
Okay. So Jacinto will call out across the courtyard here. We don't like these people whose manor you've ransacked. So I tell you what, why don't you make the smart choice like your friends did and give up, and we won't even take all of the stuff that you took from this manor back. Right? Right, Lahan? We could do that, right?
Sure, yeah, keep it.
Yeah, these guys suck flame.
Do we get to keep
trying to look benevolent? Not even a little bit.
Do we get to keep them? Because I got them in here.
No, we can't let you take people. Probably.
Oh, I mean, Mark Murray really
see
wants
why
them.
Not, Jacinto. I mean, do we have to? Do they have to give them back? Are you sure?
Mark Murray really wants them.
No, because letting the giants take bad people, because think about it, right? These people are after people that have sinned. And if we let them take the bad people, then the bad people will power the badder people. So we can't let them take the bad people because then they'll turn them into sin juice or whatever the hell these conquerors do.
Make your roll.
Right.
But I was putting that forth before the roll happened.
Of course. 30 is
bam.
The
you had a smidge of a bonus, like a very tiny bonus that I gave you because of the two surrendered giants. And that's what you need basically exactly.
Woo.
So they're like, oh, I guess we'll give the other people back. We can keep the stuff though, right?
Oh yeah, I mean, take more if you want. From this place only, though.
Do you want the shiny desk? It's got lots of beeps and boops and lights on it.
Do I want it?
There's a computer on it.
Sure. Why not? They can't hear us in there, right?
No.
Yeah, we'll take the shiny desk.
Sometimes I wonder about this group.
Yeah, sounds like a fair trade.
So it was like, all right, I guess we give up. Don't hurt us. Let us keep the stuff. Can you crashed our ship. Can you get us off of this moon?
Shouldn't they pay for their crimes, i.e. go to jail or something?
We'll get you off this planet. Here comes everybody. We'll totally get you off this planet. Just step into this, we'll get you on board our ship and then we'll get out of here.
I've got a massive +3 to sense motive.
Is it just gonna lead them to jail like the Pied Hecking Piper, isn't it?
I got a total of 20 to my sense motive, and I'm not gonna roll it for all three, and also I'd have to get a natural. I don't even think a natural.
Well, if it's I was gonna say you won't even get it with a nat 20 if they only have a +3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He tried real hard. There was something on the edge. He was like nibbling at the edges of like, are they being truthful or not? So you said you let him keep most of the stuff. So they give you the Scarnetti's eventually. And they drop some loot on the ground. They're like, all right, you can have this. I'm keeping that. And they're just like fishing through.
Divvying up the Halloween candy at the end of the night.
Basically, yeah. That's not the handout. I know I made loot sheets for this and they're just freaking gone. That irritates me.
Huh.
Weird.
Well, we have a whole week to figure that out.
Indeed. Yeah. One thing I will tell you, I know it's 10. There's some very expensive silk tapestries. I'll type this up later. You got just three big crates full of precious metal inlaid tableware, very expensive. Bunch of barrels of expensive alcohols. And that desk inlaid with precious metals, very expensive. It also has a built-in computer. If Lahan even looks at it at all, it has so much anti-hacking stuff on it and security systems built into it that should stand out.
Interesting.
And I think we'll end there as you're like looking through this loot and probably the unconscious Scarnetti's are just like laying in a heap on the ground in the courtyard, and the giants are just kind of like digging through their null space chambers and just dropping the occasional piece of loot, like one for me, one for you, one for me, one for
Sinko
you.
Just like, mutters under his breath, enjoy it while you can, boys. Can't take it with you.
Giants. Yeah. And I'll go through and I'll make sure that we have a write up for all the loot. I swear I made handouts, but they're just gone.
Yeah. Sorry for the lost work, but
it would have been a lot of copy pasta, except for Tarek Tinnis.
Yeah, I'm sure it's fine.
But I will get that to you. I've got all the numbers. I know what they have on them. That's not the worst thing. It's just irritating. or I put it somewhere that I thought made sense, and now it doesn't make sense to me, you know, weeks later. So there's that. What do we got going on this Sunday, Nick?
Oh, it's me. That's right. I'm the GM again. Oh, goodness gracious. This Sunday, we'll be kicking off Strength of Thousands. We'll be starting at 5:30 Pacific, 8:30 Eastern. For those of you who are our East Coast friends, I live in neither of these, so I have to, you know, do math for both. Stay tuned the rest of the week for more character reveals, and we'll see you on Sunday.
Thanks to Paizo. I really am enjoying this adventure path. The only frustrations I have are the technical difficulties that we have because glitch gremlins attack us every Thursday.
Oh my gosh, that was so bad.
Thank you, Leif, for running audio. And Leif, who do we have to thank for their beautiful music?
Indeed. As always, Alex Productions and Lo-Fi Girl.
Awesome. Thank you to you all for joining me tonight. Hopefully next week we can maybe get a Lapis back. That would be fantastic. I enjoyed being back. I missed seeing you all on the regular. I mean, we talked via text, but that's just not the same.
It's not. The holidays were very busy. It was like a whirlwind, but I missed you all as well.
Yeah, it was crazy.
If anyone watching or listening has any questions, comments, shout outs, if you want to call out a rule that I got wrong and let me know, I don't mind. You can email us at nonstandardaction@gmail.com. You could also go with the better option. You could go and join our Discord. The link is below on our Twitch page. And we're a pretty chill Discord. You won't get a million notifications. We mostly post like funny pet pics.
Lord of the Rings memes.
Lord of the Rings memes. Some Betty White stuff, I think. Yeah. You know, say good morning occasionally, you know, chit chat about gaming. It's pretty chill. And as always, I'm going to ask on my behalf and Nick's behalf for you to give us icebreakers, questions that you would like to ask the characters. And I mean, you know a lot about our heroes here on Rise of the Star Lords, except for Grar. Well, Grar is very, very new. But Sunday, everyone's going to be new. And you ask away. But the link for the icebreaker form, it's a Google form, can be found on our welcome channel and in our feedback channel. And I believe the link is just visible on the welcome channel, but it's pinned in the feedback channel. And with all of that, I would like to say goodbye, everybody.
What about us?
Goodbye, everybody.
There goodbye, you everybody.
You all say
goodbye, comma, everyone.
Yes.
Goodbye, everybody now. Yes.
There we go.